Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone. Delighted to have you here with us today. Am I on? Can you hear me? Welcome. Excellent. Well, many, many blessings today. God keeps giving and giving and giving and giving again. We just sang the hymn. And it's true. It's absolutely true that our God is abundant and infinite in all that he does. I'm thrilled this morning to welcome Fassel and Carrie John and to introduce Fassel. I could take the whole hour introducing him and more. That's how much love and respect and appreciation that I have for him. But if I did that, then you'd have to stay an extra hour because he's got a lot to say. And so I've asked him to take the message. It worked out so powerfully anyway because it's cedar season and I feel terrible. And, you know, I gave him an hour. I thought, can I give you a month? Would that, could that work? In any event, but Brother Fassel from Pakistan, please come bless us here this morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Awesome. Okay, that's a new thing. Wonderful. Okay, it's honor and privilege to be here again. It's been, I think, a while. Last time I remember I was here, I was patch up, stitch up, a lot of, you know, our drugs was in my body. I don't even remember what I was speaking. I hope it was affected and powerful. So today I'm sober, just high on a little bit of coffee. Just using, you know, God-given coffee seed, which is good. And I want to pray, and then I want to share with you guys a day in life in Pakistan. It's a small video. So I want to play that video up front to set the stage so we can focus on what God has been doing in Pakistan since we were last time here. I know many of you been following and praying in your war room behalf of us and for many in Pakistan. And you will hear the fruit of your prayers. You will see what God has done through your petitions and thanksgiving and even, you know, bombarding his throne room and causing our angels to sing, whew, too much work. Anyways, but nothing too much for God. Like, you know, in the scripture says somewhere, is there anything hard for God to do it? So let us pray and then we will watch this video. Father, once again, we are grateful this wonderful day as a reminder, as a history recorded, that Jesus Christ was the resurrector, the only one, the firstborn, and after those who will believe in him will have a resurrection body and hope for those who have not received him as his Lord and Savior. So, Father, I ask your Spirit once again, guide me, lead me, and protect my lips as the psalmist said. Watch over my lips and the heart and the things of my mind. Be pleasing before you. So, Father, as I talk about your wonders, talk about your hand of protection, talk about your provision in the midst of chaos and turmoil in Pakistan, Father, it will be a delight in your eyes and also delight to the body of Christ on this earth. So bless our time together. I ask all these things through the videos, sounds, and images, and through my broken English, may you be glorified today in this hour. And thank you, Father, again for Pastor Bob, for his gracious heart, for his a wonderful gift of letting me use his pulpit to communicate and share the report, the fruit of the saints' prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, I need to, that's a tiny computer, but mighty. Okay. Thank you very much for cutting the light or shedding the light.
हालेलुया 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 कदूस 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 बलफाज जमीन आसमान के खालिक मालिक तेरा शुक्र अदा करते इस प्यारे मौका के लिए जो तूने हमारी जिंदगी में बख्श दिया, जो तूने हमारी जिंदगी में बख्शा, नई सुबह देख सके या खुदावंदा। आखदा तेरा शुक्र अदा करते हैं बच्चों के लिए खुदावंदा।
in the video, all those people are people from Grace Bible Church, Pakistan. And the life in Pakistan, you know, being a minority, it is a very tough and difficult, as you have heard and maybe seen some reports or news, that among 98% Muslims, less than 2% Christianity is a very tough life. So in the movie, the first reason I want to show you, a sweeper, that is the first job is available for any Christian in the four regions. And then you have a job as a person who goes into a dirty sewer, no mask, no safety glasses, nothing. They have to just go in. And that is the way of making your daily life. Another option, if you are not under a slavery or not bought or sell by your forefathers' debt in a brick kilns, you are working there day and night to pay off your debt every brick you bake. And sometime that baking place become a terrible price for not to deny Christ as your Lord and Savior. There are so many reports, if you just look up on Google, that persecution on Christian in Pakistan. Recently, husband and wife and 6 months old baby in her belly, they did not deny Christ. They did not accept it. What the owner of the brick kilns believe, they did not deny Christ. They did not accept or embrace Islam. So the penalty, they were first broke all the bones so they cannot run away. And the same place from past many, many generations, they have break the baking oven. They were thrown in and there was no evidence except the teeth and some shoes that was left after fire consumed them. And many more things. So these are the life of believers in Pakistan, and I think it's God working behind the scene. We were talking about, let this mind be in you. What mind? The first thing, you know, in mind of Christ, there's a things if we can start writing and start making a notes, I think on the earth of this, on this earth, the tree if become a pen and all the oceans and the sea become a ink, there will be not enough space to write about the mind of Christ. As John talked about, you know, even the things that are written in the Gospel of John, even are those just limited. For your sake, for your interest that you understand that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and those who believe in Him shall not perish and have eternal life. So, choosing a life in Pakistan is choosing humility. A lower life, a life of a loyalty and a loyalness, a loneliness. So, I want to talk about Pakistan. And this morning, I was thinking, I said, you know, Lord, how should I start my presentation to glorify you? So, I said, I'm in Texas and everybody like a barbecue. Who like barbecue? And who like the smell of barbecue? Everybody. Everybody, whether we are driving through the town or stopping by or want to grab a lunch, everybody delight in a barbecue. So I said, okay, I need to use that. So I said, okay, Lord, what should I say to the body of Christ in Austin Bible Church or anywhere I go in the States? He said, you should tell them, every believer should be a barbecue to me. I said, but it is a new concept. He said, no, just go and talk to my servant Paul. This is the idea I learned when we were in Israel, that anytime any Israeli student study the Torah or any part of the scriptures, they don't say he or she or them or you. They consider themselves as a member of the body of their, you know, old forefathers. So they will consider us. If they are talking about the 40 years in the wilderness, they will not say them. They said we. So I said, okay, Lord. So that's the reason I went to talk to Paul. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14, he said, but thanks to God who allow us to be triumphant in all our, you know, trials and everything. And he said, to some, we are a fragrance of Christ. And the word I was looking up in a Greek, odor, a smell. And I said, wow. I said, it need to make sense to people. People are a people. They want to know why I'm using this illustration that Christians should be a barbecue to God. I said, okay, Lord, there's any other evidence? Because scriptures is, you know, a first law of mention. Where should I find? So I went and talked to Noah. I said, Noah, how are you? He said, I'm doing well. I said, how was your, you know, trial and the temptation, and especially how? I can't even comprehend. God gave you all the details, not enough, not long, not wide, not this. Everything he gave you, but he never put anything like, you know, to sail the boat. I said, how was the experience? He said, man, that's faith. He said, that's faith. And I said, how was the feeling when he shut the door from outside and you are just inside and waiting and waiting and waiting? So after talking to Noah, and he said, you know, that was a wonderful submitting and surrounding myself to God Almighty, who gave me all the details. And he said, the first thing I can tell you, God like a barbecue. I said, how come? So I went to Genesis 8. The first thing God told him when the land was dry, everything happened. And guess what? He built the altar and he took some holy birds and animals and he made altar and barbecued them. The altar, the sacrifice. And the verse says, when he sacrificed that animals, God smelled barbecue of Noah. So my point is this morning, our life should be barbecue to God. And if it's a pleasing in the sight of God, as Romans chapter 12, he says, my brothers, I urge you by the mercies of God that your body should be a living sacrifice, not a stinky skunk. Maybe sometime we stink like a skunk. But we need the odor of Jesus, the smell of Jesus, that anyone, you know, see Christ, smell Christ from us, and we become a fragrance of life to some. And those who deny, simply paraphrasing, he says, we become a fragrance of that to those who do not accept Christ. So, good morning, and we should be, as in a big old text of Texas of Austin, a barbecue to God and barbecue to everyone who close to us. So they can smell Christ. They can feel Christ. They can see Christ. They can live Christ through us. And that is match up with, let this mind be in you as the same also was in Christ Jesus. So I want to talk about what God is doing in Pakistan. It's crazy. It's crazy, as you have heard, me and my wife was there just in December 1st, before December, end of November, we got there with the long travel, and we got there, we have to go to the city police and talk to them and say we want to register ourselves, and we went there, and the first day, the big officer says, uh-oh, she's a trouble. She should not be here. You both should not be here. You should be celebrating your Christmas in America. It is so dangerous here. He said, go talk to my other officer. And they showed us all the threats on Christian and worship places. And they said they are planning. They are planning to bomb or do anything, bomb, suicide bomb, or through motorcycle or anything. So we cannot give you permission for specially to go outside of your area. So it was very dangerous, but guess what? A barbecue of your offering of petitions and thanksgiving and prayer before his altar of God Mighty. I want to share with you the fruit of your labor and your prayers. So I think I go this way. So here's the Pakistan, surrounded by Afghanistan, China, India, and Arabian Sea. Nowhere to run, only fly. But thank God, Paul says, I consider my life. That was the other passage Pastor Bob used this morning, Acts chapter 20. You know, I consider my life is nothing compared to anything on this earth, only to submit to God and not hesitate speaking anything. So here's Pakistan, and I want to talk to you guys. They need a compassion. People are dying. Those two big links or two big pillars, that is a foundation in Christianity, which is love, hope, or I say love and forgiveness. It's missing in so many other worldwide religions. So people are longing for compassion. So here's the village we go and share. So this year, we had the five crowns from the New Testament. There's many crowns mentioned. So we have five crowns we were teaching on. That was the Christmas theme. So I want to start with the Christmas care package. 1,075 Christmas care package was distributed. And what has been reported to us, over 500 children, young and adult, and people who are almost ready to depart this earth have accepted Christ with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think that's the idea or focus to be a barbecue life to others. So they can smell and see. So we went to this village. This village is a new village, and two are graduated from the Grace Theological Seminary. We did the graduation in February. They've been going to this village, and Pastor Ba was speaking. Those false teachers. There's a one teacher came into their area, and he's been telling them, I'm a prophet. I put it this way. He's calling people and telling them, I got the prophet credit card. I can use it any way I want. He's been lying to people, and people are just very simple and common and saying, maybe he is. So our two graduated been there, and we are building there, and this is the land was given to us to use as a worship. So there's no roof, no boundary. So we are gathering up there in this village from past couple months. 14 adults have accepted Christ from their adultery and idol worshiping to put away all those things. And 67 kids in the Christmas care package accepted. So it is a beginning of, you know, letting the mind of Christ to be resonate in them. So that's the background of this village and the first village. And then we've been, you know, doing the Christmas care package every year, a different theme. Last year was a theme for before it was a tabernacle. So a lot of people, especially the senior citizens come. I don't want to use the term old. So senior citizens been coming, and they are drawing the pictures and enjoying. And some of them are in tears. They're saying, we never had that luxury to even in our lifetime to do any coloring pages. So it's a beautiful thing. Many villages been blessed by the gospel of Christ, which is, we know, we stand by faith alone, in Christ alone, plus nothing. And that's what been resonating in people's souls and mind, and they're saying, that makes sense, because we have tried everything and nothing working. So villages are blessed. Christmas care packages, walking and taking attentions of little kids. And it's a reminding, Jesus said to his disciple, do not disregard them. I think, did we share any notes? No. Bible says, this morning Pastor Bob was pounding on it. Like, you know, like an expert. Like, you know, from the Ecclesiastes. The words of the wise man are like a nail well driven in the soul. So, do not regard the little children. So, they are just happy and they are learning in a different way. And I'm glad I got not only a suitable wife, but a wonderful partner. Wonderful partner. And it's reminding me of D.M. Moody, a quote. He said, if we are partner with God, we should think big. So I'm a partner with my wife, as we are partner with the divine partaker of the human and universe, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we should think big. And I remember Carrie bought a sign from Arizona flea market or somewhere, pray big. So God is working in a wonderful way in Pakistan, and kids are so happy, even in the midst of turmoil and hostility and bombs and suicides and putting people into punish. And Muslim kids are attracting too, the grace message. The message of grace is attracting. These are the front row people, all the kids that have covered their head and with a little cap on it. That was a mom kids that came to the program and they heard the gospel. Why? Because someone, a Christian over there in the village, he's living like a life of a barbecue. They are smelling Christ. They are seeing Christ. The fragrance of the love of Christ is changing without even speaking. Barbecue, don't speak. Say, come on, eat. Smell. Our life should be. Like somebody says, preach the gospel all the time. If it's necessary, use words. Yeah, if it's necessary, use words. Otherwise, let be the life of Christ flow through you. Yeah, there's so many formats. I learned one other one. We are a cup. That's from Psalms 23, but I don't have time for that. We will do it that later. So people are coming, accepting, enjoying the crown, and it's just other thing I learned. Philip was talking to the eunuch who was coming to Jerusalem and reading the prophecy of Isaiah, whom he's talking about and addressing about what is the purpose. And the one thing I learned from that passage, Philip took that passage and shared the gospel of Jesus, a message of Jesus. From that time, I think it's over years ago, I said, I determined I'm going to take 31,173 passages and bring Christ in every passage, in every story, because he's the center of the scripture. So it's changing life. Even five crowns, the crown of unperishable crown, like comparing Paul, and it was changing lives in Pakistan. So many, many kids have accepted Christ, and the great thing, the Christmas care package was fruitful, and because of your prayer. Your prayer of contribution, your prayer of being on your knee, your prayer of, you know, making coffee and saying, oh Lord, I'm drawing the milk, and there's a fridge pitcher of carry on the fridge pitcher, on the fridge carry and a church pitcher, and you praying, it's affected. It's very beneficial to us. So Lord have a promise to me, a crown, and it's been blessing. It's been a blessing to the kids in Pakistan, and it was a delight for Carrie, as she was not allowed to go out due to security, because in December 17, a bomb blast happened, and they were on their toe. They said, I don't know why they can't say that. They said, Mr. Drum will beat the drum out of us if anything happened to any American in Pakistan. We need to either let her stay like a house prison, or she need to go back safely back to the country. So what we did, we brought all the kids to our area. So this is the courtyard where our school currently is being built and the church is being built. So we were using that space. So Carrie had the privilege to love on them and share the crown with the 178 kids at the Grace Academy School, and also distributing the new uniform to the children in Pakistan and Muslim women who are poor. They're also very grateful and saying, please say thank you to the people who have done this kindness to us. So we call all the villages. Usually we go to the villages, go to one by one and let them have a, you know, time with us. So for the security reason, we called all the villages in our city and we said, you know, due to security, Carrie cannot go to visit you this time. You guys have to come. And they did. They did, and they love on her, and she love on them, and it was a delight. So these are the all villages. People came from all separate villages that we've been serving and building the body of Christ. It was a delight. It was a delight, I know, after Carrie's heart was broken by not going anywhere, and she was more concerned, I do not want to bring any calamity or any dangers on the community. So she had to make a tough decision. She came back to the state, and I stay over there. I stay over there. I said, okay, Lord, you watch over my bride, and I will take care of your bride. And that's how it works. And there's another quote coming in my mind. When God sent us on a rocky land, he provide a rocky shoes too. When we go in a tough and hard environment, he gave us comfort and peace and courage and support that we needed. That's why I think Hudson Taylor says, when God's work done in a God's way, it lacks never anything. So it was a delight to see so many kids, over 500 kids through the Christmas care package was bring into the fellowship and to eternity by simple faith. And that is the beauty compared to all other world religion. There's so much to do. And next thing, God is continually providing for the Bibles. We've been working with the Voice of the Martyrs. They've been providing the Bibles. So we are continually going out, sharing Bibles. And there's a lot of stories. I can go on and on, but a lot of good stories about people. After 40 years, after 30 years, or maybe a first Bible in a lifetime as an owner they have. And that's done by the generous gift of the believers in the States. So a lot of people are so happy and receiving God's Word. We are giving them essential study guide with each Bible so they can have a little bit map to go back and forth to understand God's Word. And it is a blessing. And have a story behind, because what I do, or what you do, why you do, there's a reason. Why Pastor Bob is teaching you diligently, because he have a compassion and heart of shepherd. Why we do the Bible distribution in the midst of many times we are in danger. I can, you know, identify with Paul. I was, you know, even in dangers by Jew and Gentile, and even from the believers in the shipwreck, or naked in the swimming in ocean, or lowering from the wall. So what we do, why we do, because the calling and the heart of God. Our God is a missionary God. That's the idea come from Jonah. Jonah was, you know, less obedient than the whale. I wanna have a commentary, and that title will be in my, it's not copyright, so you can use it. It's in my mind. Disobedient prophet and obedient fish. Disobedient prophet and obedient fish, and guess what? Our God is a missionary God, and he stands out, and he do not delight in anybody perish, as Peter says, as John says. So through the Bible, we are reaching so many peoples and many new connections, the villages that nobody have gone, and it is a blessing to go and share the Word of God. And you can see these peoples come with a bottle of milk and receive a Bible and go home, and it is like a wonderful, wonderful picture. They are just finding. We do a Bible drill, let them know, you know, find this passage, and they quickly go. Some of them said, oh, we just got first time a Bible. I said, okay, do your work. Put on. So also God been providing through the Voice of the Martyrs, discipleship conferences, encouraging, equipping, and, you know, engaging, equipping, encouraging, and edifying. And I want to put another one to, you know, explain and teach. So a lot of conferences have been going on. These are the pictures that we've done recently and the fruit of so good. People like, you know, in the prophecy somewhere says, you know, in the end time, there will be not a famine on the earth for food or water, but for the word of God. That place is like that. They need the food of God's word. So that's why we are doing these conferences. And sometimes there's a hardship, there's temptation, there's so many things. But the good thing, providing these, it is edifying the body of Christ. So they can think out of their box. That's another thing I have in my mind. Unboxing God. It's a small literature I want to write, but I don't have a time. Maybe I will find something. I don't know. Unboxing God. So it's been unbelievable experience doing God's work in Pakistan, knowing that we can, you know, be face to face with Jesus. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing because it's better. I think Terry T. Bone says the secret of a Christian life is don't wrestle, just nestle. We need to become a baby to nestle on the chest of God, in the hands of Almighty God, and not wrestle. Sometimes we wrestle like Jacob and break our hip. So the conferences are going very well, and it's been fruitful. So many new connections with the distance and remote area pastors that we never knew we made it, and now they are saying, come back. It was a delight. It was a new thing for us. Even a simple passage, the same people we use, but have a same interpretation, like, you know, John 3:16. They take the word eternal life out of the window. So it's been a delight. And then this is our congregation. I had another delightful Christmas. Last year was a wonderful but delightful Christmas when Carrie was there last time. So I was teaching. This is our old church building where we were using the courthouse, the courtyard where people were gathering up, and we were growing and growing, just like, you know, in the time of Exodus. As more the Egyptian people were abusing and oppressing the children of Israeli, they were more popping. They were like popping like a popcorn. My wife liked popcorn. And the more oppressed, the more grow. Same. Anytime in the time of history of church or today, when the affliction and temptation and the persecution come upon church, church will flourish. I recently was talking to in the Voice of the Martyrs, and one Indian speaker says, in India, their chief minister says, let the Christian be alone because they are virus. They are like little ants. If you touch them, if you abuse them, if you put them in a prison, they go to prison, they make more believers. If you burn down one church, they build 10 more churches. If you persecute them, they grow more. So he said on the newspaper, stop doing that. If you let them leave alone, they will have nothing to do and they will devour himself and end Christianity by themselves because nothing else to do. That was a powerful statement. So we, as Paul said, you know, stop biting each other, that may you destroy each other. We need to pray for persecution. That's a odd prayer. As more the persecution hitting the shores of Pakistan and India and China or Iran or Iraq or any other Muslim country, Christians are more and more being light of Christ into these dark places. I pray for revival, and that's mean. When you pray for revival, persecution is coming. I'm praying for revival in the United States. So church is growing in Pakistan, so we were out of space, and God provided through the body of Christ. And as you can see, this gunman with, I don't know what kind of gun was that, but It was a gun that hurt. It was a big bullet. I forgot what was the ammunition number. So they are standing outside in this area. All the street was blocked. The church new building was roof was covered. And all other corners, even entry into the city, all main avenue was, you know, closed. Because it was so many threats. They said people are now doing new things. Bomb blasting and through coming to the motorcycle, rushing through the churches or street and the suicide bomb happening. So they block everything for one reason, because we were praying outside, and this time I had over 500 congregation from all the villages. They come to listen to me. I don't know why. I was sharing the word of God. They came, and God provided a security in the midst of chaos. And it's growing. It's growing. Even Muslim finding a reason and to suspicious why you are going through what you are going through. Some of them suggesting you should have your own country. I said, no. They will kill each other. We should be with you, and this way we can, you know, continue to love one another. So the church is growing, and this is the new church building that will be able to hold over 600 to 700 people in a time of events when all the villages comes. So Carrie have designed that, the gallery and the stairs and some other things. So everybody as a body of Christ working together. So we are halfway done. More need to be done. And there's a school building that the place you saw where people were sitting outside. This will be the school building where we have 8 rooms. And those 8 rooms will also provide education from nursery to 8th class. So we will have somebody kids for 8 years. I will say God gave us, you know, one lunch with somebody and have a fried chicken with them. You can change their little bit mentality, but having over 8 years with somebody, if they fail, guess what? They will be walking Christ among others. So that is our whole purpose, to build the church and school. So the church will be providing a wonderful, safe haven for people in Pakistan, and is halfway done. I put purposely those 2 crosses outside. Just want to have, you know. Other thing I learned in Israel, all the caps and clothes they wear, like in a modern Jew, is identification. I'm not saying you become like, you know, something, but those crosses are identification. This is the house of God. For the good and for the evil, so they can identify. So, and easy to spot. And our God is almighty to turn down all the missiles and weapons. Okay, video, yes. Thank you. So, there's more to come up. Our newsletter is coming up. My wife is giving me signals, video time. So, I have another video, 8 minutes, 32 seconds. So, I think I will be done by the given task that I need to be finishing up before 12. So, again, please continue to be praying. Present your body as a living sacrifice that is a pleasing in the sight of God. And we should be barbecue before God. We should be a barbecue smell around people on this earth. So they can smell, they can see. And I got perfect time, so let's go. Alt-tab. That's a perfect thing I learned. So, 1 second. This is the video recently done about the whole operation. You will see the people, you will see the property, you will see from drone the whole thing. And I hope it will give you great information. Let's go. In Pakistan, 98% of the people are Muslim. They believe in Muhammad and Allah. And 1.6% people are Christians who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I can tell you, it's a perfect place to share the gospel, what Christ have done for them. My great grandfather, my grandfather and father, they were involved in witchcraft and idol worship. But thank God I became a believer by the age of 16, and my desire was to share with others what Christ had done for me. And we start a small prayer group to share Christ with others. That prayer group growing up so much that we were reaching many villages with the gospel of Christ and sharing Christ in so many ways, and that turned into a Grace Bible Church Pakistan, and it's growing and growing by hundreds of hundreds of people are receiving the word and the gospel of Christ. In Grace Bible Church, we have a Sunday service because there's a lot of hunger for the word of God and people want to know about the Lord. That's why we started a 7 days a week, a morning devotion every day. And when I'm in the country, I teach face to face. When I'm not in the country, I teach online via Skype. And it's amazed me when I see that how dedicated these people are and want to know who is the Lord and what He has done for them. We have so many different ministries God is using, from children to adult in Pakistan, in many different ways. It's mind-boggling to see what God is doing.
My name is Chris Harris. I'm an elder and the treasurer for Grace Bible Church Pakistan, as well as a house parent for the 316 boys. I also oversee the outreach ministry to bring the Word of God to the local families in their homes. When we go to different villages or house to house, we encourage them about Christianity and their faith to become a follower of Jesus Christ, because without Christ, there is no eternal life. So we edify them with the Word of God. When we go to villages like 65, we will gather everyone in one place and start with a song of worship. Then we will pray. Sometimes there are people who are sick, so we pray for the sick people. And to the end, we present the Word of God.
My name is Rajesh Samuel. I am a deacon and the secretary of Grace Bible Church, and I am also the acting principal of Grace Academy Medium English School. At the school, I take care of all the legal paperwork, and I also oversee what is going on throughout the day. That is my responsibility. In Grace Academy School, we first put a focus on Bible study, and we also teach English, math, Islamia, and also science and social studies, as well as many other activities. Soon, we want to start English-speaking courses at Grace Academy School, as well as how to read and write in English. We have students from prep up to 8th grade, and we are hoping to have up to 10th grade in the future. According to the government of Pakistan, they require you to have a different campus or classroom for boys and girls up to 10th grade. So we are hoping to do that in the future. We teach our students at Grace Academy English Medium School for free, and also provide their books, uniforms, and sandals. This is all done with donations we receive. We are also hoping to have a field that will be a playground for our orphanage kids, and it will also double as a playground for our students.
We wake up at 5 a.m. and then go to church. After church, I come home with the kids and Saima makes breakfast. After they eat breakfast, they get ready for school. I help during the day with grocery shopping and cleaning. These kids have lost their parents. Most of them have lost their mother and father, and they came from broken families. So we take care of them.
Since we got here and we got these children, especially the girls, they had no social skills because no one was in their prior life to take care of them. We even had to teach them how to put their clothes on and tie their hair. Even when the kids are in trouble, we love them. We consider them our dear family, and it is a blessing to us.
At the orphanage, it is amazing to serve these kids and to help them. It's difficult, but we like to help train them in what they don't know.
My name is Anila Harris. I'm the wife of Chris Harris and the house parent of the 316 boys with my husband. My hope for these kids one day is for them to have their own house so they can see the values that have been invested in them. They can be a reflection of Jesus and share the testimony of Jesus to let everyone else know that they have been imputed with the Word of God, as well as trained to behave as a good follower of Christ among others.
The reason I start Free Grace Theological Seminary because there was need of shepherds and leaders in so many places. So we meet once a week from 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's a tense Bible study, and we are teaching them basic theological teachings so they can go out. And it is amazing how hungry they are, and it's continually going on. It's a 2 years long course, and it will be a blessing to see them to be a shepherds to so many different flocks.
My name is Elder Eunice, and I'm a security guard at the Grace Academy School and also a church elder for the Grace Bible Church of Pakistan. Especially right now in Pakistan, there is a lot of terrorism, and according to that, we need to have security to protect people at the church. We have two security guards for the Grace Bible Church that are civilians, and also the government sometimes provides four or six policemen, so church guards are always by the door, and the government police are standing on each corner to protect against anyone trying to come in.
I'd like to ask you, first of all, please keep us in your prayer, because it's a tough field. 98% Islam and less than 2% Christianity, we need your prayer. And secondly, I welcome you to get involved for short-term missions in Pakistan and see what God is doing in Pakistan. And lastly, I will encourage you to ask the Lord how you can help to continue this ministry by donating and continue to furthering the gospel of Christ, reaching thousands of people in Pakistan. Thank you for your prayers and for your donations. You are making a great impact, not on this earth, but for eternity. And you will see that when you see Jesus face to face. God bless and have a blessed day.
Yeah, this video was taken right after the miraculous way God touched and healed me from typhoid fever. And they shows up because they were going to cancel, but they shows up and I said, I'm clear from all germs or cooties, so come on. So they came to Pakistan and they were there for 119 Fahrenheit. They got almost two heat strokes. One was laying in the bathroom trying to find a cold place. Anyways, they saw great, great work of God in Pakistan. So anyways, be a barbecue. And again, Pastor Bob, please bless us with a prayer. And thank you again to honor to be here. And thanks again.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Faisal. Wow. Typhoid fever. Was I complaining about cedar fever? I repent in sackcloth and ashes. But thank you. I hope you take the time to visit with Faisal and Carrie while they're here. And also Fallon. Fallon has been to Pakistan and been a part of what they're doing there. I would love someday, if the Lord ever opened that door, I would be privileged and honored and humbled and just unworthy to go and to observe and to take part. And so there's a prayer request there as well. So let me close with a prayer, and we'll just thank the Father for as awesome as he is. Father, I thank you for this day, and we come before you delighted to come alongside Faisal and Carrie John and their ministry in Arafwala and beyond, Father, to all the remote villages and the other places where they go. Thank you for organizing their circumstances in which Carrie had to endure her house arrest, and yet so many came to their location, Father, and you just turned cursing into blessing, and you overrule in your gracious plan. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for the recovery from the typhoid. Thank you for all the protection and safety. Father, thank you for these videos that were put together, and the professional quality and the partnership that has been able to happen with Voice of the Martyrs, and just so many things that you're doing, Father. It's beyond all that we could ask or think. And we pray, Father, that now Fassel and Carrie have a season where they're in the States and they're touring and they're visiting different churches and places of support. Father, I pray that you would just expand their capacity, bring to people's attention the real need and ministry opportunities that are there. And Father, just provide abundantly, exceeding abundantly beyond all we could ask or think. We give you the praise and the glory, Father, for all that you do, all that you continue to do. And it's just exciting to look forward and see how much more you have yet to unfold and to reveal, Father. And fun to see these pictures of a half-completed building, and how fun is it going to be to see when it is done, and just to watch how you continue to show your faithfulness. So we give you the praise and the glory, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we do have a closing hymn we're going to dismiss.